Well, we're on the telephone this morning with Jeffrey Johnson, who is the CEO of the new Iowa Premium Beef facility that's going to be opening up at Tama, Iowa, in central Iowa. And Jeffrey, give us an update on where you're at, your timeline on opening the facility there.
Yeah, we're finishing final phases of construction and equipment and system testing. We're looking at first week or two of November.
Okay. I know this, from some of the stuff I've read, this has been a fairly long process pulling this all together.
Yeah, we took a step back and really looked at the model, whether it was the facility, the cattle procurement strategy, the marketing strategy. We did step back and really retooled and rethought and really lined up the capital with the capital in the building remodel with our cattle procurement strategy and with the marketing plan, and to make sure that our systems were sustainable for the environment, for our customers, for our employees.
Now you're remodeling a plant that's been there for a while and has been idle for a while. It sounds like you've made some big investments there.
Yes, we have. We've added a couple additions to the building: hot carcass cooler, distribution center, a new slaughter floor welfare facility, and also we put in a mechanical wastewater treatment plant because we are direct discharge to the Iowa River, which we will cover the anaerobics and recoup methane gas that we will eventually send to our boiler system.
Well, talk about your cattle procurement strategy then, if you would.
Dwight Conway is our cattle procurement manager, and we've had five town hall meetings throughout East Central Iowa. Had a lot of good participation, comments, and we'll be competitive to the cattle market.
Now, I think I saw something earlier indicating you're going to focus on Black Angus cattle.
Yeah, the genetics really in the cattle feeding in this area really have those cattle in the family farmer feedlots and the cattle feeding or cattle production around within the 150 miles. We see a lot of these type cattle in the area, and we think there's more than plenty to supply our needs at our production rates.
Yeah, and what kind of rates are you looking at?
We're going to ramp up. We got a 20-week ramp up. We're going to go from, of course, 0 to 1,100 head. So we will look at killing 1,100 head a day.
And as far as your marketing strategy then, can you share some of that?
Yeah, we will do, of course, domestic, retail, food service. We also do, there's 40-plus countries that we will export to.
You know, we've seen a few packing plants close here in the past few years, and beef margins are kind of tight, or packer margins kind of tight right now. So, but you're obviously confident going forward here?
Yes, we are. If you look at the trend on cattle production, we just look at the producer itself. Cattle are moving north. Iowa being the number one corn producing state in the U.S. also has input called distillers grain. We have a very good supply network around us. We've retooled the facility to meet, whether we put new refrigeration systems in, put new electrical systems in that meet today's cattle weights and cold chain management. We've taken care of some of the sustainability issues, the environmental issues. And we've put a distribution center on so we can truly control our product from slaughter to the customer.
And you mentioned again that you think you've got good supply. I saw something said 150-mile radius that you'll probably be drawing from. Do you expect growth in the feedlot business around there as you grow?
As our Dwight Conway has been around, and we've talked to again on the town hall meetings, we see a lot of these grain farmers that are truly putting up these 1,000 head confinement barns around in this within this 150 mile radius. The numbers also, if you look at the numbers last year, they marketed 650,000 cattle within 100 miles of fed cattle of Tame, Iowa, and then 150 mile radius, there was 1.2 million cattle marketed within the 150 miles of the Tame and Beef facility.
Well, I'm sure you're anxious to get going there and start production, and it sounds like the community there is excited about having the new employer around too.
Yes, we've got a lot of support from Mayor Dan Zimmerman, the Tama City Council, Heath Kellogg from Tama County Business Development. We've had a lot of outpour from the community, and a lot of backing and a lot of commitment and excitement from the community. We've also had a couple of tours now with both the Tama and Toledo EMTs, fire department and police department to tour the facility so they get familiar with it. I think it is important to understand that it's about, you know, providing 600 plus employees a means to provide for their families, really get a good quality product to our customers, return our investors their investment, and really to be a good steward of the community and the environment. And I think the team we've put together for the beef plant and the plan we put together really does line with that well. And we're looking forward to growing our business with the community.